We're building up to the AFL draft a couple of weeks' time, and I reckon Daniel Mott is a young man who'd be very, very keen to see it come, and then hopefully his name get called, then see it go, so he can move forward with his career. He joins us on the Breakfast Club this morning. Good morning, Dan.
Thank you very much, guys.
Great to have you with us. Now, tell us, what is it like in the build-up to the draft for you at the moment? Are you going through exams, or have you finished them? What's going on?
So about a month ago, I finished the National Combine, which went for about a week, where we, you know, went through all the tests, and that was sort of the end of the physical sort of side of before the draft. So yep. Now we can't play any games or anything like that. And then I just put my head down for exams for the next, you know, couple of weeks. And, you know, I was pretty lucky, or you could say I was a double-edged sword, that I had 5 exams in 8 days.
Oh, boy.
So I finished early, which is good. So I get to chill out now and just wait for the draft, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. But, I'm just enjoying myself at the moment, yeah.
So is it stressful now that you've got basically nothing to do, effectively? You've finished school, done the exams, and the draft's a couple of weeks away. Is it stressful waiting for that moment?
It is a little bit. I mean, you know, it's sort of all you think about. Like, you know, you do your exams and that's sort of like your plan B or whatever, but... you know, you try and keep your mind off it. Like, I have a job. I work as a lifeguard at the local pool. You know, I like hanging with my mates and all that stuff. And, you know, they sort of keep me grounded and that. So it's good.
As a potential draftee, Daniel, what sort of support with your training and physical preparation do you get? Are you on your own at the moment, or is there some support that goes around you?
Yeah, so at the Calder Cannons Footy Club, which is the old PAC club, KC Cup Club now, NAB League Club, our strength and conditioning guys sort of, you know, they gave us a program and they, you know, took us in and, you know, when, like, everyone finished and, like, kept us running, kept us fit, like, getting us ready for hopefully an AFL pre-season. And they give us the programs and it's sort of our job to go out and do them. You know, sometimes it's by yourself, but, you know, I usually try and drag a couple of mates along with me who are sort of in the same boat as me, so, yeah.
Very good. And you spoke a little bit about the combine earlier. How have you found the draft process? You know, you have coaches and high profile people from clubs knocking on your door. How have you enjoyed it?
Oh, it's been great just to get the opportunity. Like, I know I'm sort of lucky to be, you know, have this opportunity. And, you know, like, a lot of kids sort of miss out on this sort of thing. And, I mean, it's a bit stressful at times. Like, during the combine, it was a bit stressful just because a lot was sort of happening, and, you know, and when clubs come to interview, you know, you can be a bit nervous and stuff, but, you know, it's all fun, and, like, all the clubs are nice to speak to, and everyone's sort of really supportive at the moment. So, yeah, it's been a really enjoyable experience.
Yeah, good.
So, Daniel, with the draft now only a couple of weeks away, are you nervous? Do you go to bed thinking about what it might be in a couple of weeks' time, or are you able to separate that?
I'm pretty good at separating it. I mean, I don't really overthink too much. I'm sort of like a laid-out type of guy. So, but obviously it is sort of in the back of your head sometimes, you know, when you go to bed, whatever, and, you know, you sort of dream about it, whatever. But, I'm sort of relaxed about it, and I'm not too... I don't sort of dwell on it or stress on it too much.
What footy team do you barrack for?
I go for Richmond.
Okay, so did you get a chance to speak to anyone from Richmond through the draft combine period?
I didn't. They were one of the 3 or 4 clubs I didn't get a chance to speak to, so a bit disappointed by that. But, yeah.
That's a disgrace from Richmond.
We'll have a word to Barmy for you, Dan. Don't worry about that, mate. We'll sort it out. You get drafted because you're a good player. What sort of player are you? My understanding is you're a midfielder in your bottom 8 year. You're sort of that outside release player, good, devastating ball use. But this side, you went a bit more inside to get some work done. Is that on advice or just something you felt you needed to do?
I just sort of thought that that's what I needed to sort of develop more into my top 8 year. So when I was playing in the 16s, I was more of a half-backer. And then, you know, I really wanted to develop myself into a midfielder. And then as a bottom major, I was a bit small, and, you know, there was a few bigger bodies, so I was sort of on the outside a little bit. And then this year I sort of tried to put on some size and, you know, be able to go into the inside and be able to win the clearances and win the stoppages and, still be damaging on the outside, but have that inside element to my game. And I feel like I've achieved that this year. So, yeah.
Average 25 disposals a game, 44.7% contested whitey. So an inside beast is our man.
Yeah, it's good.
Dan, and championship season with the Vic Metro, how'd that go for you?
Yeah, that was fantastic. We didn't quite get the results we wanted. We went one win and three losses. But it was a great experience. Two of the best players in the country, and I was lucky enough to play all the games and just to test myself against those blokes, because, you know, there's AFL players running around out there, and yeah, it was so much fun, just, you know, travelling as a team and, you know, staying in hotels with all your mates. Like, it was a great experience. I loved it.
And with a vision to the future, let's just say all things go well and you get drafted in a couple of weeks, who's the player you can't wait to play against?
Ooh.
It's a bit of a curveball at you.
Probably someone like Buddy Franklin or something. I mean, like, he just seems like just a freak, and it'd just be fun to play on him just to test yourself, I think.
Yeah, well, I would suggest get somebody else to play on him and just be in the vicinity at some stage when he does his thing. And I reckon you're right. It's a bloody good answer, I reckon. He would be fantastic to play against. Well, we wish you the best of luck, Dan. It's a couple of weeks away and you've got some work to do at the lifeguard with the pool. But go well, get some rest, and we hope to hear your name called out on draft night. Go get him.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on, guys.